Hey guys, welcome to the How to Invest and Trade Like a Pro podcast. This show is for investors and traders who want to learn how to invest and trade in a way that protect and grow their wealth and yet minimize the risk in the stock market. Hey guys, welcome back to the podcast. So in today's episode, I'd like to share with you a bit more about stock market bubbles, right? So I think as in participants in the stock market, be it as investors or traders in the market, we are all interested in knowing whether we are in a stock market bubble, especially when stock prices tend to rise faster than their fundamentals, right? So the escalation in stock prices tend to outstrip or outpace the fundamentals. So that is the question for today's podcast episode. So we'll be taking a look at how do we identify stock market bubbles, right? So what are some of the signs and what are the stages of a stock market bubble? Right, so we'll begin by taking a look at the definition for a stock market bubble, right? So a stock market bubble is characterized by a rapid escalation of market prices. So in this case, stock prices, followed by a equally quick decrease in prices, right? So if you take a look at your price chart, usually in a bubble, stock price on the left side of the chart, the stock price will tend to rise parabolically, right? So it's a very quick rise. And then it will also climax and then reach the top, and then it will also decline very quickly, right? So that's how a bubble tend to look like on our price chart, right? So why does a stock market bubble happen, right? So it happens usually when the fundamentals do not keep up with the rise in price, as I have mentioned earlier on. And in some cases, there might be even divergence between the stock price and its fundamentals, right? So for example, the stock price is increasing, but the fundamentals is getting worse and worse, right? So when there are such divergences, it might also indicate a possible stock market bubble, right? So that is a bit of like the definition of a stock market bubble. And the next thing is, the bubble doesn't usually just happen out of nowhere, right? The stock market bubble tends to follow five stages, right? And I adapted this five stages from the economist Hyman Minsky, right? So these five stages are, the first one is the displacement stage, followed by a boom stage, followed by the euphoria, and then we have the bubble popping trigger, and lastly, we have the panic stage, right? So the stock market bubbles tend to follow these five stages. So let's take a look at these individual stages and what they mean. The first stage will be displacement. So at this stage, investors become enamored with something new, right? So it can be a new company, new product, new technology, new trend, and etc., right? So the one thing that's common between all of these things is that it provides participants opportunities to profit that didn't exist before, right? So this is usually characterized by the displacement stage, which is the first stage in a bubble. The second stage will be the boom stage. So the boom stage happens when the early adopters come in, and then they take advantage of this profit opportunities to profit. And then because there's a steady stream of early adopters, so prices gradually rise at first, right? But they do not rise very fast, because right now it's only the early adopters that are coming. So even though prices rise gradually, and momentum is also gradual, right? Because this, as this new opportunity gets more and more coverage and attention, then the mainstream comes in, right? But at the start, it's usually just the early adopters. But by the time the word gets out and the cat gets off the bag, then the mainstream media, the mainstream starts to come in. And when the mainstream starts to come in, then we progress to the next stage, which is the euphoria stage, right? So in this stage, caution is thrown to the wind as prices skyrocket, right? Because more and more people are coming into these opportunities looking to profit. And because there's more people, this drives up demand, right? And when demand outstrips supply, so this is basic economics 101, then prices will start to rise. So as prices start to rise, more and more people are able to profit from this rise in price, right? So everyone that you look around is making money from this opportunity. And when you see that people who might not be as bright as you are also making money from this opportunity, then this creates a fear of missing out. And this fear of missing out is a very strong emotion, right? And this emotion tends to draw even more participants inside this opportunity, which continues to drive prices up. And then this cycle continues, right? So it fuels this cycle. And during this stage, usually valuations reach extreme levels, right? So prices are really high and valuations are also at their extremes. And then this leads us to the fourth stage. So the fourth stage is a bubble popping trigger. So this is the stage where, because a lot of people are coming in, then the opportunities to profit become more and more scarce, right? Because as prices rise up in an unsustainable way, the rate of return will eventually start to decline. And when the rate of return eventually start to decline, the opportunities becomes more and more scarce, right? And then it can no longer support the participants because participants are not getting good enough returns as they once thought they could, right? So the important thing to take note for this bubble popping trigger stage is that it doesn't necessarily have to be a single event. It can be a series of events, but all it takes, right, is just a small trigger to pop this bubble, right? And when this bubble is popped, then we move on to the fifth and final stage, which is the panic stage. And at this panic stage, the bubble popping trigger brings market participants back into reality. And when they realize that the stock price is so high and it doesn't reflect reality, and then valuations are at extreme levels, what they tend to do is they start selling off, right? So those participants who are lucky enough to get cash out on their profits will take their profits, and those who are not so lucky will look to cut their losses. So there's a rush to the exits, and this will trigger a massive sell-off, and then market prices start to descend as rapidly as they ascended, right? So this is the five stages of a stock market bubble. So if you look back in history and take a look at stock market bubbles, you notice that the stock market bubbles tend to follow these five stages, right? So hopefully you guys have learned something from today's podcast episode. To your financial success.